Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Wrong Side of the Badge is set in the 1980s. The new book talks about a handful of dedicated federal agents battling drug lords and local government as the war on drugs is fought on both sides of the border. The Wrong Side of the Badge is from author Marshall Ginnivan, a pilot who served in the military, also worked in law enforcement, retired from airport management. Other books from Marshall, A Fate Worse Than Death, and others, part of his Wrong Side series, The Wrong Side of Honor, The Wrong Side of Justice, and very soon, The Wrong Side of Loyalty, the book we're talking specifically about today, The Wrong Side of the Badge, the author Marshall Ginnivan joining us on This Week in America. Marshall, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Looking forward to talking about this. I love the Wrong Side series. The first one was Wrong Side of Honor. We'll touch on that here in a few minutes. But the Wrong Side of the Badge and the Wrong Side of Justice basically were parallel stories in two different books. I'm talking about the Wrong Side of Honor. When you started writing that, did you know this was going to be at least a four-part series?
No, I started off with one story, and then the story just merged into another one, or went to another one, and I just carried the characters forward, some of them. A lot of them I introduced new characters to, but Eddie Donovan is the main character, and he's the one that carried through all four of these books.
You know, it's interesting as I'm thinking about that, because as I read The Badge of On, the Wrong Side of the Badge, I'm thinking, I hope this doesn't end, and then I find out that next up is going to be the new book, the Wrong Side of Loyalty. Talk about the challenges in carrying a theme, a main character, through four books like this, and also the advantages of being able to do that. Because if you got a good story going, telling it from multiple angles, it's great to have the four books to do that.
Well, we started off with a story in Southeast Asia at the end of the Vietnam War, and we introduced our character, Eddie Donovan, as an Air Force fighter pilot and a young lieutenant. And he kind of got into the war on drugs over there as part of his military duties in 1974, 1975, end of the Vietnam War. So the next place I had to pick up when the war ended was a new story. So we brought him up to the mid-1980s and got him involved in the war, drug war in Texas. It was a sort of a continuation of the same theme.
Tell me about the research you do on something like this. The Wrong Side of the Badge is in 1980s, the Texas War on Drugs from multiple angles. Talk about the research, and is any of this based on, loosely at least, on your career?
Well, there's I would say it's historical fiction. It is historical in that in Texas, there is a problem with drugs. And that drug corruption goes into police departments. It goes into both local and, unfortunately, into federal law enforcement agencies as well. But in this story, bringing the character into it, we just used that background of what was happening and created a fiction piece. But there's probably more, well, there's a fair amount of fact mixed in with the fiction. The fiction, unfortunately, is even though there's drug corruption, there is no federal agency rounding up people who are involved in drug corruption in any law enforcement agency.
The book we're talking about is the Wrong Side of the Badge. Marshall Ginnivan, that's G-I-N-E-V-A-N, is the author. That's part of the Wrong Side series that we'll be talking about throughout the program. For the Wrong Side of the Badge, you mentioned in the beginning, it's dedicated to those law enforcement officers who not only battled the drug flow into this nation, but also wage war on police officers and government officials who protect and share profits from the drug organizations. How prevalent was that in the 1980s, and is it still as prevalent today, do you think?
It was not uncommon in the 1980s, and it still continues today. I spent most of my time in Texas. I just left there a few months ago, But this is something that's been a problem in Texas. It may be a problem in other states as well. But I work in Texas, so I can't speak of anything going on in other states with any level of experience.
The book, The Wrong Side of the Badge, a parallel book is The Wrong Side of Justice. They tell the stories that are basically going on at the same time. As I'm reading this, you really sense as a law enforcement official, certainly in that area, talk about blurred lines. You're never quite sure who's on what side of the law, are you?
Well, that's an issue when you're dealing with narcotics.
Yes.
We hear a lot about it in Mexico, the corruption in Mexico, but the press doesn't talk about that level of corruption here in the United States. So you're never sure who is supporting the drug traffickers and who is not. It's always a guessing game.
And you mentioned also in the dedication dedicated to the officers wrongly convicted of crimes against drug dealers, abandoned and forgotten heroes in the war on drugs. And I'm reading that and I'm thinking, I wonder what exactly he's talking about. It comes to life as I'm reading the Wrong Side of the Badge. Talk about that. And again, that's hard to believe that there are good law enforcement officers out there to get caught and are falsely imprisoned.
There's not a lot, but there are some out there. And when a police officer gets sent to a prison, everybody in prison views him as the enemy.
Yes.
But the guards in prison say, well, you're an inmate, you're the enemy. So he has enemies all around. He has no friends. And that's a special class of person. And it's a rather harsh punishment, more harsh than it is for someone who's a career criminal, and he's comfortable in that environment.
In the book, Eddie Donovan, as you mentioned before, that's the main character that we follow through the series. He's incarcerated, Victoria Prison Unit. We're talking about early 1984. Talk about how he, a good guy, ends up in prison.
Well, this was a case where he was a DEA agent. He was making an arrest, and the person, the young kid he was trying to arrest, pulls a gun, and he shot him. But the kid's father was well-to-do and politically connected, so the police officers were paid to make the gun disappear. And so Mike Marshall ended up shooting an innocent person, and he got sent to prison for that.
The book we're talking about, The Wrong Side of the Badge, the author Marshall Ginnivan with us on This Week in America. That's part of the four-book series, The Wrong Side of Honor, The Wrong Side of the Badge, and The Wrong Side of Justice, parallel stories from a little different angle, and then The Wrong Side of Loyalty, which will be out very soon. You can check at bookventure.com, the website, to get information, of course, at Amazon, and we'll have information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As he's in prison, he ends up working the fields there, and you talk about the armed guards, the armed cowboys. This really is a sadistic group of people to an extent, aren't they? Talk about them, and are they really as brutal as they come across in the book?
Well, it depends on which Texas prison unit you're assigned to, but yes, they have armed cowboys in the field. And they have wagon trains of inmates that go out, and they work the fields under the direction of armed cowboys. And it's sort of like a throwback to the plantation days, where the field hands are now state inmates, and the plantation owner is the warden and the state prison.
You know, in the book, we realize what you're talking about in the description of the book, the fact that the lines are blurred. You're not quite sure who's on what particular side. I mean, we see DEA, IRS, Customs, locals, military, FAA, the whole battle against drugs, the war on drugs. You're talking about what may be close to half dozen to a dozen different federal agencies that are all involved to an extent in this battle.
Yes, in the book, I tie them all together and put them under a task force headed by one guy, and they have all kind of cooperation. Realistically, they're independent agencies, and they're turf battles. Each one is working within their own little fiefdom, their own little area of jurisdiction, and you just don't have that high level of cooperation. So this is part of the fiction for the story.
In the book, the Wrong Side of the Badge, the parallel to that is The Wrong Side of Justice. Talk a little bit about the approach you take in that book, The Wrong Side of Justice, and again, the challenges, the advantages of writing a parallel story in two separate books.
Well, there was two separate stories in that I had a good guy who gets a badge, and he's out fighting corrupt police officers as well as fighting drug traffickers. The other character, Mike Marshall, a former DEA man, he gets out of prison, he escapes, and he joins the drug traffickers, but his goal is to come back to Texas and seek his revenge against those people who ruined his career and put him into sent him into prison. So we have Eddie Donovan on one side battling against his friend Mike Marshall on the other side, but each one is kind of keeping quiet about what they really do.
It is a fascinating concept for a series. The Wrong Side of the Badge is the book we're talking about specifically in the program, but you want to read The Wrong Side of Justice as well and go back and set the stage for Eddie Donovan and The Wrong Side of Honor. The Wrong Side of Loyalty will be coming out soon. In fact, where do you take us in The Wrong Side of Loyalty? Without giving too much away, where are we going to see the action go at that point?
Well, in The Wrong Side of Loyalty, Eddie Donovan turns up in Moscow as a visiting professor, and he gets involved in a with the Russian police chasing down an international terrorist working in Moscow. Well, at the same time, as almost a parallel story, there's a war in the Middle East, and there's a new aircraft, a vertical takeoff heavy lift transport, and it's crewed by all women. And as the story takes Eddie to Washington and into the Middle East, his story merges in with these women who are flying in a Middle East war in this heavy transport aircraft. And it all starts off as two separate stories, but they all merge into one.
I can't wait for that. I've enjoyed what you've written before, and I'm looking forward to The Wrong Side of Loyalty. You've got a great, fertile imagination. You've got some great stories. What are you working on beyond that? I can't wait for more books to come out.
Well, I've kind of ventured off of that series right there. I was hoping to get one published entitled Ghost Birds. It's a World War II aircraft coming back across a timeline from Florida to Texas. And it's a battle to see if they can maybe capture one of these aircraft and solve this diminishing timeline. It's a lot of personalities and a lot of good flying, and it's not cops and robbers, but it's a little bit different venue there.
Again, the flying aviation background that you have. Marshall Ginevan is our guest on the program. That's Ginevan. You'll find his books at bookventure.com/bookstore, also at Barnes & Noble and at Amazon. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get all the information there as well. Let's talk about the writing process for you. You obviously enjoy this. You're very accomplished at writing. When did this interest in writing begin for you? Who were some of the early influences that you looked up to as you were growing up and you liked what they were writing?
Well, I had the opportunity to sit and read a lot of the, I like the Tom Clancy series.
Oh, yes.
and books like that. But most of the books I read out there, I said, you know, I can write a story as good, if not better than this. I've got experiences in different fields over the years. And being old, you gain experiences along the way.
Believe
me,
yes.
You need to slow down and break them down.
That is a good idea. You've got all these things stored and you actually sat down and wrote that down. So many people think that, but don't have the discipline to sit down and do that. But it's one thing to have the story. Now you go and you've got to get from the beginning to the end, and you fill it in so brilliantly with action, with the story, with the dialogue. Talk about the process of doing that, because you've got a story, but now you've got to flesh it out to make it something that we will enjoy following.
You know, when I started writing, I had a wife was a school teacher, and she would just mark up everything I had with a red pen and tear me up. And I took a job as an ESL instructor, English as a Second Language. And I spent a couple of years teaching English to foreigners coming to this country. Nothing teaches you more about learning the English language and grammar more than teaching that subject. So that was a great help to me in being able to change this writing over from putting ideas on paper to actually being able to put it together properly with proper English and then a little bit of experience. When you write, you learn what doesn't work, and you learn to rewrite and improve it. So it's just experience over the years.
A few minutes left in the program. With us on the program is Marshall Ginnivan. We're talking about The Wrong Side of the Badge, which is part of four books in the Wrong Side series. Eddie Donovan is the main character that we follow through. Marshall, we follow as well. When you write somebody like Eddie, how difficult is that going to be when you put an end to him? Because I really like this character. I mean, you've created this character. What will be life be like for you when Eddie's no longer there?
Well, Eddie doesn't just end. He just kind of disappears.
Yes.
And there's also the possibility that he may make cameo appearances in some things in the future. Some characters you just have to write out. But Eddie is one of those you just grow old with, and he will eventually fade away.
Yeah, you get to the end of the book, like, where did Eddie go? You don't really, like, do away with him. We don't go to a funeral service or a memorial service for Eddie. He just continues. How much fun is it to build a character like that, to take through, at this point, four different books where we see him evolve and grow and go through all of these circumstances that he gets himself into? What's it like to have the freedom to really develop a character, not just one book, one and done, and you move on to somebody else? It's got to be special to be able to really evolve this character.
You've got to be able to see the character, I think.
Yes.
And any of these characters I develop, I can see them. I can hear them. I know how they speak and how they think. So when you're writing one character, he's very likable. But you're going to write in another character, he's not very likable. And he's abrasive to you, and you don't like him. Just something that you create for a character. And sometimes it's draw on people that you know. I make an eclectic character. I may take three or four attributes of three or four different people that I know and roll them all into one.
And because you see those characters so well, you... that transfers to the reader as we're reading it. We see these characters well. They come to life on the pages of the books. We're talking about The Wrong Side of the Badge specifically. That's three of four books in the Wrong Side series, and I'll start with all of these. We'll start with the original book, which is The Wrong Side of Honor, The Wrong Side of the Badge that we've talked about, and The Wrong Side of Justice. Parallel storylines, those are out as well, and very soon will be The Wrong Side of Loyalty. They're from our guest on the program, the author Marshall Ginnivan. The book is available wherever books are sold. Basically, you've got Amazon, you've got Barnes & Noble. You can go to bookventure.com/bookstore and get information on the book. And you can, of course, log onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Marshall's website and get all of the information of the book from Book Venture. Marshall, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I've been looking forward to this. I love The Wrong Side of the Badge. It's a compelling story. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program. Look forward to The Wrong Side of Loyalty. That's going to be an interesting read as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Do appreciate it.
Yeah, once again, Marshall Ginnivan, that's G-I-N-E-V-A-N, the author of The Wrong Side of the Badge. That's one of four in that particular series. And information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages. Don't go away.